Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lord and Gladden. You know, as the people are journeying to their inheritance, the training enters a new phase. Now, they've come through the Red Sea on dry land, and prior to this, God has told Moses every step of the way what was going to happen. In theory, trusting should have been easy, because again, he's told them what's coming. Now, we still struggle. Even when God tells us what's coming, we still struggle. You know, we can't look at God's people in this situation and say, wow, I can't believe they didn't get it. You know, I do the same thing. But now the training is entering a new phase. And he's brought them through the Red Sea, and they've gone a three-day journey towards their inheritance. And God has purposely waited until their provision has run out. He's purposely waited until their water and their food has run out. In other words, he has waited until they can't do it on their own and they're absolutely dependent on him. Now, when we run into these situations, it's so easy to feel like God has forgotten us. God, why don't you have a plan? Why haven't you taken care of this? The reality is, this was all part of a test. See, God has not told them what's happening because he's trying to teach them to rely on him. See, they are following, he's leading them. They're not just randomly finding their way. He's leading them towards the inheritance. And when he's leading, he's going to provide, even if we don't see how it's going to happen. So 3 days into this, they've run out of food, they've run out of water, and they get to the place where God's brought them, and what water is there is bad. It's bitter, it tastes bad. And they start to grumble. But again, it was all part of the test where God's trying to show them, I've got it handled. And he wasn't caught by surprise. God is never in a situation where he's trying to figure out how to handle it. But he's prepared from the beginning. So God tells Moses, take this certain tree, throw it in the water. And the water goes from not only is it no longer bad, it's actually great. It's sweet. It's fantastic. You know, God will take you and I to a place where our own strength, our own provision runs out, and he's doing it on purpose. And we get there, what we see with our eyes isn't that great. But God is gonna take what appears not to be great and change it into something amazing. And that's what he's done here. So that's great, okay, now we have water, but how quickly we forget, because immediately everybody starts complaining, where's the food? And God does the amazing. And this is part of the test. So God says, I'm going to rain down manna every morning. I'm going to bring miracle food. You know, in Psalms, it calls it angel's food. He's going to bring down manna every morning, and it's a test. See, there's nothing wrong with saving money. There's nothing wrong with building up reserves. But in this case, God told them specifically, look, when I give this to you, only gather enough for that day. Again, it's a test. See, when God instructs us not to gather extra, and we do gather extra, is signifying we really don't trust him. So in general, God is not against us saving. In fact, in many cases, the Bible encourages it. But in this case, God was putting them to the test. Will you trust me? Anything that lasted to the next day went bad, except when he said for the Sabbath, to get extra for the Sabbath. Now imagine, when God provides, it's always amazing. Now, those who know me know I have a particular weakness for donuts. You know what? Krispy Kreme, I don't care what kind. True, I went to the Harrods in London back when they had a Krispy Kreme in the food court just to get a donut, okay? My boys have taken after me. They love a donut. Imagine every morning God is providing you with your favorite donuts. That's the only way I know how to describe manna. When God gives us something, it's great, okay? And he gave them quail in the evenings, or meat. So, you know, when God guides, because remember, they're not just randomly trying to find their way to the promised land, to their inheritance. They're following him. And as they follow him, he will provide. And there'll be times when you see nothing, and he's going to provide miraculously. There will be times where what you do see doesn't look good, and God is going to do something amazing and change it into something good. So remember, as God has you on this journey and he's taken you places, he's going to, as long as you are being led by the Lord, he will take care of your every need. He will meet every need, even when it doesn't look like it. Now, the challenge is, like we do so often, is the people didn't, you know, they didn't respond. You know, they didn't pass the test very well. Some of them gathered extra, and it went bad the next day. You know, some of them went out on the Sabbath to find something God had said, I'm not going to provide. You know, we've got to learn to listen. We have to learn to pay more attention. Again, when God's guiding, God is going to provide. Now, you know, it's funny how we struggle to pass the test. So at this point, they come to another place and they've run out of water all over again. Now, again, God has just met their every need. He's trying to teach them. That's the whole point of this. This whole training, this isn't random. God is not taking them on this journey and, you know, taking them to the dry place just to torture them. God doesn't do that. He loves you too much. But he does take you to those dry places so you can learn to trust. If God has you in a dry place right now, praise God. He is teaching you to trust. And if you're being led by him, he's already got a plan. He's already got a provision. Now, they came to this, to the next dry place. And again, they've already forgotten the lesson previously. And Moses pleads, saying, what do I do? In this case, he tells them, go to a rock and strike the rock, and water will come out enough for everyone. You know, in Psalm 78, it says, it doesn't just say enough for everyone. It causes it an abundance of water, rivers of water. So today, if you're in that place where you're being led by the Lord, he's taking you to your inheritance. And if you run into that place where it's that dry place, there's no water, there's no manna, whatever it is, instead of complaining, we need to learn to rejoice. God, you've got a plan. I'm not quite sure what it is, but you have a plan. I'm yours. You're going to take care of me. And remember, when he does something, it's not just adequate. Remember, the first water wasn't just good. He didn't convert it from bad to good. He made it sweet. It was great. The manna, imagine fresh donuts every morning, quail every evening. And in this case, he takes them to that dry place. It looks like there's nothing there. And Moses responded when God told him how to pursue it, how to deal with it. And God provided an abundance of water, more than enough for their every need. So if you're in that dry place, don't complain, rejoice. God is about to meet your need excessively, abundantly, exceedingly above all that you could think or ask. This has been Leaving Egypt. I look forward to being with you again soon.